USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court will consider sharp curbs to the power of the presidency in a case beginning tomorrow. At issue is the abuse of the executive order by Biden and past presidents. The case tomorrow will focus on the Biden administration's roughly $400 billion plan to forgive federal student debt for tens of millions of borrowers without explicit authorization from Congress. 7 tornadoes were reported overnight in Oklahoma, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes. Severe weather and excessive rainfall continue in the Midwest today. Heavy snow across the California mountain ranges, below average temperatures in the west and above average temperatures in the east. Snow and ice are expected across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast today. The U.S. Energy Department has concluded that the COVID pandemic most likely started from a laboratory leak, according to a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. Here at home, the air is improving for residents of East Palestine.
All of the train cars have been removed from the site of the derailment, and as the Ohio EPA's Ann Vogel says, this allows investigators to delve deeper.
We can now excavate additional contaminated soil and begin installing monitoring wells.
The EPA has conducted 578 home entry air screenings in the community.
I continue to be pleased that there have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
The agency's regional administrator, Deborah Shore, says any residents within the evacuation zone can get the air screenings. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Just seconds away from liftoff at Kennedy Space Center in Florida very early Monday morning, NASA and SpaceX canceled the Crew 6 launch to the International Space Station due to an issue with the Falcon 9 rocket's engine ignition system. More will be known later today. This is USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Senator Tim Scott may be preparing to announce he's going to be jumping into the 2024 GOP Republican primary race.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said his message of positivity will always work for him because America was founded on hope.
My focus is still on the mission of making sure that every single American believes that the American dream is achievable for them.
The opposite of Democrats' message of victimhood.
The progressive left is trying to make America into a grievance culture when in fact we've always stood on the foundation of greatness.
He also said he understands the struggles of everyday Americans, and that separates him from other potential GOP candidates. I'm John Schaefer.
Tens of thousands of people filled Mexico City's vast main plaza Sunday to protest President Lopez Obrador's election law changes they say can threaten democracy and could mark a return to the past. So many protesters showed up, they all could not fit onto the plaza, which normally holds about 100,000 people. Lopez Obrador's proposals were passed last week. Once enacted, they would cut salaries, funding for local election offices, and training for citizens who operate polling stations. They would also reduce sanctions for candidates who fail to report campaign spending. Today is International Polar Bear Day as we celebrate the marine mammals. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.